Kodiak Copper, TSXV, KDK. Reports that drill results from its copper-gold MPD project in southern BC suggest extensive mineralization for future exploration. According to the company, the assay results from the first three holes drilled in 2023 at the West Zone confirm porphyry mineralization from surface over an area of 300 meters by 300 meters and up to 819 meters below surface, extending well below historic drilling and open to extension. Results include 5.14 grams T gold, 2.68 grams T silver and 0.83% copper over 2.1 meters at 21 meters downhole, AX-23001, 10.7 grams T gold, 2.16 grams T silver and 0.10% copper over 0.8 meters at 591 meters downhole, AX-23002, 9.51 grams T gold, 3.31 grams T silver and 0.33% copper, over 0.9 meters at 71 meters downhole, AX-23003, and 8.29 grams, T gold, 17.15 grams, T silver and 0.13% copper over 0.8 meters at 192 meters downhole, AX-23003. Kodiak President and CEO Claudia Tornquist said, "The first three holes at the West Zone are a promising start and confirm our thesis that porphyry mineralization exists below and adjacent to shallow historic drilling." The company said a new zone of structurally hosted high-grade copper-gold-silver mineralization was discovered east of the West Zone. Additionally, for the first time at the MPD project, significant mineralized hydrothermal breccia was drilled. The breccia includes copper mineralized clasts suggesting additional undrilled mineralization at depth. Tornquist said the company plans to test four or five more targets this year. For more information, visit www.kodiakcoppercorp.com.